I'm also excited to talk to our guest right now. Our interview today is sponsored by our friends at Ace Hardware. Years and years ago, I met this gentleman because he launched a little company called RepairClinic.com, and Chris Hall, who's the president, is on the line right now. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Lou. How are you?
I'm so glad that you guys are up and running and thriving and things are good. How is the online appliance repair parts business?
Well, fortunately, it's doing very well. The economy is bad, but when the economy is bad, people fix things, and so we're doing okay because of that.
You know, I talk about your company, you know, quite frequently here on the radio, just because I think it's just such a great resource. And I hear from listeners all the time that say, you know, I needed this new, seal for my dishwasher, and I thought I could do this myself. And man, I went to their site and they helped me walk through the whole thing, and it kind of gave me confidence to do it. And then, you know, people are just so happy when they get this stuff done.
They sure are. We had a woman, a 65-year-old grandma, who replaced a pump in her washing machine with a broken wrist.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's pretty impressive.
Now, you guys sent out a little list of some common yard myths, and we wanted to talk a little bit about those, and you and your team had put those things together. Can you give us some of those that's on your list?
Sure thing. As you know, about a year and a half ago, we started selling parts for lawnmowers, snowblowers, and all the outdoor power equipment. And as we started getting into that more, we hired some people who knew more about outdoor power equipment, and we've been learning all kinds of interesting things about landscaping, and so we're happy to share that information now. So one of the things that is very common is, you know, everybody has a story or an opinion about how often you should water your lawn.
Right.
And the last person I talked to said, well, you should do it for short periods of time every day of the week so that the lawn always has a little bit of water to feed it. And as we've been learning more, we've found that that's actually not true at all. You're really supposed to water it really, you know, kind of thoroughly once a week instead of every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because the water has a chance then to soak deeper into the ground, and the roots then go deeper into the ground. If you're watering it every day, the roots kind of stay near the surface, which isn't as healthy for the lawn.
That's a good one. That's a good tip. Yep, it's very true.
And another one is how short to cut the grass. You know, people go out, they go out to a golf course, and they see that really short grass, and they think, oh, well, that might be better then if they can make it look so good. But the thing is that golf courses use very special types of grass that can handle that being cut that short. But for your yard, you should leave the grass 2.5 to 3 inches tall. And the reason for that is that the blades of grass then have enough surface area to absorb the sunlight for photosynthesis to work properly. So we recommend people keep the grass about 2.5 to 3 inches tall. That'll keep a much healthier lawn over the time.
Yep, a little longer. And then you've got a tip about leaving the fuel in your lawnmower or any outdoor power equipment as well in the winter.
Yeah, that's a big problem, and it's the most common thing we hear. It used to be once upon a time when I was a kid, we used to take our carburetors apart and use a little carb cleaner and fix them up and put them back on, get ready to go.
It was fun, and we liked it.
It was fun, yeah. and we could do it.
Right, exactly.
And we could go find little parts.
Right, exactly, right.
Well, those times.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah, thanks to emissions laws, which are very helpful for the environment. The carburetors nowadays really are not adjustable. You're not really supposed to get in there and start turning screws. Most of them are using tamper-resistant screws. So if you leave the fuel in over the winter, and it kind of turns, you know, it kind of gets that lacquery, tarry kind of consistency, what it ends up doing is clogging up the ports in the carburetor, and now you don't have the way to clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're ending up replacing the carburetor. So it's not too hard of a job, and they don't cost all that much, but you could save yourself the trouble if you just put a little bit of stabilizer in your fuel before you set it aside.
And fill up the tank and leave it full with the stabilizer in there to keep the moisture out.
That's exactly right. That's a good point, Lou. The alcohol, you know, that we call ethanol in the fuel, most people don't understand this. It burns just fine, but alcohol has the property of attracting moisture.
Right.
And so if you leave your tank half full, the little vent ports that every gas can or every gas cap has will allow moisture eventually to get in there, mix with the fuel, and then come spring or summer when you start that thing up, you're going to have some trouble.
Right. And then your two other tips about raking and patching on the lawn?
Yeah, we recommend that people mulch their grass clippings as much as possible. It's not always practical. Sometimes if the grass is very deep and you're cutting it for the first time, that might not make sense. Or if you're in a situation where leaving the grass clippings is causing a thatch problem because it's getting too dense, that might not be wise. But for most people, we think it's best if they just mulch the lawn, and then in the fall when the leaves start falling, if you stay on top of it and mulch the leaves as well, you get some free fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to rake those leaves
right
up. And I've done that myself many times, and it's successful. Now, if you've got five big oak trees in your front yard, that might not work.
Right, exactly, exactly.
You might have to do something about that.
And what about the tip on seeding in the spring?
Yeah, it works in some situations to seed in the spring. And, you know, if you watch new houses being built in the spring, they certainly are successfully seeding. But it works better if you seed in the fall, and that's because the little grass seeds have an opportunity to sprout, and then they become the roots then start digging deeper into the soil. So that come spring, they're a healthier, you have a healthier lawn, and it will grow more consistently. If you do it in the spring, it can work, but it's just you're not going to get quite the same benefit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, for parts for your appliances, kind of anything from refrigerator to a dishwasher to washing machine, you can go to repairclinic.com to find those parts. And now you're doing outdoor power equipment as well.
Yes.
Lawnmowers, weed whack. I mean, what is that outdoor power equipment? Like, what does that cover?
Yeah, it covers pretty much anything you're going to use in your lawn or garden. So it could be tillers, leaf blowers, string trimmers, snow blowers, you name it, we've got parts for it. And we've got parts now for about 40 different brands of outdoor power. So we've pretty much got what you need already in stock.
Chris Hall, he's the president of RepairClinic.com. Chris, have a terrific weekend. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Lou. Right. Have a great day.
You too. 7:48 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. Our interview, as I mentioned, was sponsored by Ace Hardware. 312-591-7200 is our phone number. Tom and Ron and Sue and Beverly.